if they are not careful. Beloved, verse 12. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Many like to quote only the second half of this verse. Oh, the love of many will grow cold. You know, in the church, once you came in, you felt the love. Today, friends, true love is always connected directly with holiness. People who live in sin cannot have God's love in them because of lawlessness. Not because of false prophets, not because of this, because of lawlessness. People do not live according to, I don't even want to say to you, Torah commandments. Yeshua's commandments, for God's sake. New Testament commandments, which are no different. People will not keep God's simple commandments. Even 10 of them, even 2 of them. The greatest of them. That's why the love of many will grow cold. And the next one, which many in the church would love to not be included, canonized in scriptures, but I'm sorry to tell you, it is at least in my Bible, verse 13. But he who endures to 7 years before the end shall be saved. That's what's written, right? Oh, sorry, it's because I don't have my glasses. Let me read it again. But he who endures, to 3.5 years, before the end shall be saved, right? No, friends, I'm sarcastic intentionally to wake you up. He who endures to the end shall be saved. Beloved, the end can be interpreted out of context. Here, I'm fair with you. Out of context is the end of your life. Today you can go and, by God's grace, God forbid, you can be run by a car. And boom, you are dead. But till this very end, you should have endured in Yeshua. Are you with me? But let's go back to context. After all, I'm a Bible teacher. I need to bring you back to context. End speaks about the end of the age, the end of this last generation, the end of the world, till Yeshua comes. Both interpretations are good, by the way. We should live like, I mean, is anybody here knows when he will die? When his end is coming? No! So we should live like our end is any moment, right? Are you ready for the next one? Verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. You know when the end will come according to my Bible? When not the gospel, not a gospel, when this gospel, and it's accurate translation from the Greek, when this specific gospel will be preached all over the world, the end will come. What is he talking about? I mean, aren't we all in churches listen to the same gospel? No. 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 There is only one gospel. And this gospel, in the context of Matthew 24, includes not only blessings, prosperity, garden of smelly roses, pinky roses. According to that context, it includes some bumps, valleys of shadow of death, when darkness closes in, like you sang. Yeah? It includes, in other words, tribulations. Yeah. We are not going to be snapped away before the troubles are coming because we are so special. Are you really more special than Jeremiah, who needed to go to exile? Are you more special than Daniel, the prophet, who needed to go to exile? Whom do you think you are? This gospel is the full gospel. And I'm not talking about Assembly of God now. The full gospel includes the blessings and the responsibilities. It includes the baby just newly born again believer, but also the mature one. No one God wants to leave as a baby. Are you listening? So I have only two or three more minutes. Probably some of you are so happy now. So let's now go and I will give you some practical ways of how not to be deceived, how to prepare yourself. Yeah, remember? How not letting or not giving an open door for your love to grow cold or i.e. or equal for you to be lawlessness, live in sin. And how you can endure to the very end. Are you ready for the practical? Good. Luke chapter 10. Beloved, you remember where we started? On the Mount of Olives, right? Yes or no? Why shall we not end this teaching with the Mount of Olives? Cyclical. Yeshua and his disciples, and I told you we will end with it, are walking now to Jerusalem. Now, in the disciples' mindset, concept, wow, let's fight between us. Let's argue. I'm better than you. You are better. No, I will be the minister. Oh, mother, can you go and tell him that we, the two, your beloved sons, you know, will sit at... I mean, we have completely wrong conception. Garden of pink roses is waiting for us in Jerusalem. So we go. But we are tired. So let's enter this village called Bethany. Verse 38. Luke 10, 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. Look at me. How many of you sitting here in this church, beautiful church? I always love it. Beloved, how many of you welcomed Yeshua into your house? How many of you started as Martha? Full enthusiastic. Excitement. He is the Lord. He chose to be in my home. Please come. Come. Sinner prayer, whatever you want to call it. And then I love you so much, Lord. I will serve you coffee. I will wash this. I will go to this ministry. I will do this. I will do that. How many grew to be Mary? Martha, Martha, you are worried too much, troubled and worried for many things, and she, your sister, chose the only, are you ready for the shocking news? Only one thing which will not be taken away from her, which is all of your service, zero in comparison to, let me, Yeshua says, love on you. Let me, for God's sake, know you. You are my bride. I want to get to know you. You are too busy for me. Lord, Lord, in your name we did this. We cast demons. Remember Matthew 7? We did this. We healed people. And then the five stupid virgins. Remember? To both groups in Matthew 7 and in Matthew 25, to both he says those words, depart from me, you evildoers, for I never knew you. They knew him. Their question was, did they let him know them? Hebrew lesson to end the teaching. Hebrew lesson, don't worry, not big one. Hebrew is a hard language. Only one word. To know. Lada'at. Say lada'at. Oh, the root, which is out of which it is coming, the Hebrew root is yada. Say yada. Let me quote to you a verse that you Bible scholars should immediately remember. And Adam, first Adam, knew yada. His wife Eve, and she conceived. Knowing somebody in the Hebraic concept of it, understanding of it, is to be one, like a wife and a husband become one. You remember Adam and Eve in the garden before they sinned? Did they have clothes on them? Do we have kids here? I don't think so, right? Okay. When you are intimate, do you have clothes? It's ridiculous. Of course you are naked. God wants you to take all religiosity, all service down and open yourself like Adam and Eve. Come, love on me. I want to sit at your feet. I want to drink from your living water. I want to eat your flesh, drink your blood. I want you to love on me. My beloved is mine and I am my beloved. Out of those relationships, now the natural speaks about the spiritual. When you, yada, with your husband, wife, yeah, and you do not use the modern thing called contraceptions, what is the immediate, and your bodies are okay, normally functioning, what is the natural outcome of it after 9 months? Honey, touch! Right? The fruits of the flesh are coming, right? The natural speaks about the spiritual. When you are one, yada, with your Messiah, the fruits of the Spirit will be inevitable. Joy, peace, self-control, all that we long for, but we are too busy watching the stupid box or the iPod or the video games, those accursed ones. I call the baby by its name. We are too busy to take those video games clothes off us and accept Yeshua into us like a good bride should do. We are too busy to take off our clothes and put some spiritual deodorant and smell good for him. We are not set apart. We are not kadosh, kadoshim, holy for him. And he will not receive us. We will not endure till the end if we are not making the time. Prepare ourselves for his second coming. He is coming for a spotless white bride. Amen. He is near, beloved. No doubt I proved it to you with the three ingredients. Two of them are already here. Land, nation. King is missing. Knock, knock, knock.